name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we start today's worship service.
诗篇117篇1到2节 万国啊,你们都当赞美耶和华万民啊,你们都当称颂他,因为他向我们大施慈爱,耶和华的诚实存到永远,你们要赞美耶和华。
Psalm 117:1-2 Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you people. For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. We'll continue our worship with praise.
In this 主日早晨, 我们要单单地敬拜他, 专一地赞美我们的神。
In this Lord's Sunday, we want to focus on Him and only praise Him and worship Him.
千万个理由,
10,000 reasons.
我的灵赞美你, 倾我所有, 赞美你的生命。 向你一次开口，尽我所有，我赞美你的生命。旭日升起，因着你的来临。 我的心想一个颂荣耀，不为过去要成我的，不管将来如何，夜晚来临我仍要赞美神，我的灵赞美你。
赞美你的生命，像你一次开口，尽我所有，赞美你的生命。因为你是来拯救自己的，你名为great，拯救难闪亮。因你美好，我要扬声歌唱。千万个理由，我要赞美神，我的灵要赞美你。 我的灵赞美你，倾我所有，赞美你的生命。向你一次开口，尽我所有，赞美你的生命。预备我们的心来赞美我们的神。Prepare
our heart to worship.
And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near, and
你在我面前，我要赞美，歌声不断。
唱一万年后再唱一万遍，我们来大声赞美我们的神。 我的灵赞美你，倾我所有，赞美你的生命。向你一次开口，尽我所有，我赞美你的生命。我的灵赞美你，倾我所有。 赞美你的生命，请再一次开口，尽我所有，我赞美你的生命，我赞美你的生命。
我赞美你的圣
名。
赞美我们的神，赞美我们的神。
Praise our Lord, bless the Lord.
救主的爱，耶稣基督的爱已临到我，我们要向人传扬。
The Lord of love has come to me, I want to pass it on.
我们来唱这首诗歌，传给人。
Sing, pass it on.
我们唱出我们的信心，唱出我们的力量。
Sing our faith and our strength.
一点星星之火可以将火点燃起，围在火炮的人一时便感到软意，人生的爱激发了你经历过之后，也必愿意将 everyone 向每个人传扬。我的天歌太美丽，深夜的夜那树下，小鸟开始歌唱，万花都争先开放，人生起来激发了你经历过之后，
You want to sing this great light spring, You want to pass it on. I wait for you by shine, 我已得到的喜乐，
你也可以靠它，不论你情况如何，我愿登高山悬崖，向全世界宣告，这路的爱 has come to me, I want to pass it on. 我愿登高山悬崖，向全世界宣告，救主的爱已临到我，我要向人传扬。Amen,
Amen。
我们这首诗歌，请弟兄姐妹站立，我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
Please stand up, we'll sing the last hymn。
以赛亚书52:7。那报佳音传平安，报好信传救恩的，对锡安说，你的神作王了，这人的脚中是何等的佳美。
Isaiah 52:7. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who said to Zion, our God reigns.
神掌权，
our God reigns.
How lovely on the mountains are the feet of Him, who bring good news, 佳美，传报平安，报好信 news of happiness, 神已作王。掌掌权，圣掌权，圣掌权，圣掌权，圣掌权。
He had no state,
美容大不美
majesty.That we should be drawn to Him. He was despised, and we took no account of Him.
Yes, now He reigns. 神掌权，神掌权，神掌权，神掌权，神掌权，奥利本母，他带了 grace and majesty。He is alive.
He's alive. 我们神已经复活了。
请看主手 ，See here his hand, his feet, his side.
我神知
道，他活着，他活着。活着，
神掌权，
神掌权，神掌权，神掌权，神掌权。
主啊，是的，你掌权在我们的生命当中，掌权在你的教会。
Lord, indeed, you reign in our lives, in our church.
那传报平安、报好信息的脚中是何等的美、何等的善。
How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
我们感谢神，你掌权在我们的生命当中。
We thank you, you reign in our lives.
我们感谢神，你作王在我们的家庭里面，在我们的教会当中。
We thank you that you are Lord of our family and of our church.
我们感谢主，你为我们而活。
We thank you that you live for us.
主啊，今天你众儿女来到你的圣座前，齐聚在这个地方来赞美你。
Today all your children are gathered here to praise you.
我们恳求圣灵现在就降临在我们当中，分赐你圣灵在每个弟兄姐妹的当中来做那连接的工作。
We ask the Holy Spirit to come among us and connect one of us.
主啊，是的，我们来到你面前的时候，我们就是来赞美你。
As we come before you, we want to praise you, Lord.
主啊，愿你的名在我们的会堂当中得着当得的荣耀。
Your name receive the glory that's due your name.
我们感谢神，你这样爱我们，把我们召集在一起来荣耀你。
Lord, we thank you for your love for gathering all of us here to praise you.
我们原是不配的，但是神你的怜悯来到我们的当中，来带领我们在你面前同心敬拜。
We're not worthy, but because of mercy that we can gather here to worship you together.
主啊，我们特别感谢你在这个月当中是我们教会的宣教月。
We thank you that this is our annual mission conference.
我们感谢主，在十月份第一个礼拜、第二个礼拜，你差遣你忠心的仆人来到我们当中来为我们分享他们在宣教工厂上他们的经历。
We thank you for sending your faithful servants to share the message with us in the first 2 weeks about the experience in the field.
主啊，让我们的心就被挑望，在宣教的事工上，我们真是能摆上我们自己。
You convict our hearts and help us to participate in the mission ministry.
也特别在这个时刻，我们纪念到在全世界各地那些宣教士们，他们在前线为主的缘故摆上他们自己、他们的家庭、他们的一切，求主你纪念他们。
We want to remember all the missionaries around the world. May you watch over them, bless them, there and their family and the ministry.
我们在这个月当中，我们要做那个信心的认捐，来为他们的需要来摆上我们自己。
And in these months, we also have our faith pledge to support them.
也许我们不能到远方为主你摆上，但是我们愿意在金钱的事工上，我们尽上我们自己的一份。
Maybe we cannot go out to serve you as a missionary, but we can support them financially.
主啊，求你让我们在你面前所填写的、所下的这些数目，能够得着主的圣化跟喜悦。
May the number that we have pledged will be sanctified and be pleasing to you.
我们特别正是在这个时候，我们特别纪念我们从明天开始有一个祷告周。
We want to especially pray for our prayer week starting next.
从六点半到七点半这段时间。
6:30 to 7:30 in the morning starting tomorrow.
主啊，巴不得我们把这个当成我们的2019年教会最盛大的一个祷告的节庆。
We pray that indeed this will be a celebration of prayer in 2019.
让我们欢欢喜喜在清晨的时候来到神的面前，来跟弟兄姐妹、跟主耶稣基督来连接。
Help us to come joyfully in front of you with brother and sister.
主啊，求你来激动我们的心，有这样祷告的意愿在我们的心中，这样的灵在我们心中来搅动我们的心，一起齐聚在主的面前，同心献上祷告。
May you convict our hearts so that we have this joy, we have this need to come before you to pray.
特别是在这个末后的时代，我们知道祷告是那么的重要，那么的紧迫。
Especially in this end age, we know that prayer is indeed very important and very urgent.
主啊，就求你一一鉴察我们的心，来感动我们，来触动我们。
We'll ask you to examine our hearts and to convict us.
这个时候我们特别是为我们今天的讲员李牧师来祷告。
Especially, I want to pray for our speaker today, Reverend Lambert Lee.
我们感谢你过去对他的带领，以及未来你继续为在他的侍奉上的带领。
We thank you for your leading in his past ministry, and we ask you to continue to lead him in the future.
让他今天在我们当中所喂养我们的话语，成为大家的帮助，成为我们在宣教上挑我们的心来为主摆上。
May his word today will excite our hearts and help us to participate in the mission.
所以我们求你祝福李牧师师母还有他们的家人。
May you bless Reverend Lee and Mrs. Lee and his family.
愿主你在他们的生命当中来彰显你自己的荣耀。
May you magnify your glory in their lives.
让我们在祷告当中来纪念他们。
We'll remember them in our prayer.
也把今天早上的讲坛仰望在你面前，求主你带领他高他的口，让他所分享的话真是句句的触动我们的心灵。
May you anoint him this morning that every word that he spoke will touch our heart.
我们再次为我们教会当中身体欠的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
So I want to pray for those who are physically weak in our
church. 继续把燕燕姐妹的身体仰望在主的面前，求主你医治她。
Do you want to pray for Sister Yan Yan? May you heal her.
我们也听到刘波波 James 刘，他因为感冒严重，他今天不能来到我们当中一同敬拜，求主你纪念他。
Remember brother Liu who has a cold and cannot come to worship with us today.
我们为威里弟兄他的心脏手术以后有渐渐的好转，昨天探望他的时候，他的精神非常好，我们来感谢主你。
Give thanks to our brother Willie as recovering from his heart surgery, and Reverend Mao has visited him, and he looked very well.
求主你继续医治他到完全。
And you continue to heal him until he completely recovered.
也再次把魏伯母仰望在你面前，求主你医治他，看顾他，保守他。
Pray for Mrs. Wei, may you watch over her and heal her.
我们为在这个礼拜当中有好几位弟兄姐妹因事外出，不管他们在什么地方，求主同在同住同行。
We pray for those brothers and sisters who are traveling this week. May you be with them, no matter where they are, to travel with them and to live with them.
我们感谢主，今天是十月份的第一个主日，我们在你面前要同守圣餐来纪念主耶稣基督，在我们还做罪人的时候，你就拯救了我们。
We thank you that this is the first week of October. We have Holy Communion. That while we're still sinners, you have saved us, Lord.
愿我们用谦卑，用审查自己。现在到主的施恩桌前的圣餐桌前来领受主的身体跟你的宝血。
When we come before you with humility and help us examine our hearts as we receive your body and your blood.
愿你在我们的会中掌权居首位。
Reign indeed in our meetings.
祷告是奉告耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be down on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debtsAs we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power.And the glory forever. Amen.
弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.
我们知道今天是十月份的第一个主日，我们要一同守圣餐，来见主耶稣基督。在我们在罪人的时候，他在十字架上为我们所成就的救恩。
This is the first week of October. We have Holy Communion. We don't remember what He accomplished for us on the cross.
我们请今天的侍奉的执事们到前面来。
We ask all the deacons to come forward.
每次来到神的耶稣基督的圣餐桌前，都让我们想到我们自己的人生的光景。
As we come before the table, let's meditate on where we are right now.
有很多事情我们计划去做，计划说，计划要行的事情，但是我们做不到，我们行不出来。
Many things that we plan to do, but we cannot accomplish.
有时候我们感到非常的矛盾。
Sometimes we're conflicted.
好像我们被一个黑暗的力量所辖制着。
It was constricted by a dark force.
以致我们不能做我们所愿意做的。
So we cannot do what we want to do.
但是当我们再一次来到主的圣餐桌前的时候，我们恳求主来帮助我们，来洗净我们的罪，让我们从他得着力量来行所当行的路。
As we come before His table, let's ask God to help us, to give us strength to do the thing that He wants us to do, to walk the journey that He wants us to walk.
就像在教会当中的会幕一样，我们来到会幕面前，我们不是碰到神的恩典，我们是碰到神的公义。
As we come before, as we approach the tabernacle, we're not facing His mercy only, but we face His righteousness.
但是我们必须在同祭坛上面来献祭之后，我们才能往前面走。
We have to offer a sacrifice before we can approach Him.
而旧约时代的同祭坛就是我们现在所摆设这个圣餐桌。
In the Old Testament, the testimony is just like our Lord's table today.
这是一个牺牲的记号。
This is a symbol of sacrifice.
是一个爱的记号。
It's a symbol of love.
每次耶稣带我们来守圣餐的时候，他要告诉我们一件事情：你们要祭奠，要这样祭奠。
As we do have the Holy Communion, Jesus reminds us we want to do this in remembrance of Him.
所以我们也知道，在这样的情况当中、情境当中，我们必须要谦卑，而且来在主的面前来审查我们自己，然后才到他的圣餐桌前。
Let's come before Him with humility and let's examine our own hearts.
当我们看到这个饼跟杯是分开的时候，就是表示耶稣在十字架上已经做成他的救恩的工作。
We see the bread and the cup. It means that Jesus has already accomplished what He has done on the cross.
然后有时候我们仍然活在黑暗当中。
Even though we still live in the darkness.
就像使徒保罗他在罗马书第七章的十八节到二十五节，他这样告诉我们。
It's Paul in Romans chapter 7.
他说：“我也知道，在我里头就是在我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。”
So I know that nothing good lives in me, that is in my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
故此我所愿意做的我反不做，我所不愿意做的我倒去做。
For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do. This I keep on doing.
若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是在我里面的罪做的。
Now if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it.
所以保罗感到困惑。
So Paul was very conflicted.
他说：“我知道，他说，在我里头有一个律。每当我愿意行善的时候，就有罪与我同在。”
So I found this law at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me.
因为按着我心里的意思，我喜欢上帝的律。
For in my inner being, I delight in God's law.
但我觉得在肢体当中，另有个律与我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那。”肢体中犯罪的律。
But I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin.
所以他说：“我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体啊？”
So what a wretched man I am, who will rescue me from this body of death?
他说：“感谢上帝，靠着我们主耶稣基督，我们就能脱离了。”
Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that I myself in my mind am a slave.
然后他说：“这样看来，我以内心顺服上帝的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。”
In my mind, I'm a slave to God's law, but in a sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin.
我们真的求主帮助我们，真是在这样的困境当中啊，保罗他继续没有结束的，特别在第八章的一到四节，他告诉我们更重要的事情。
And in chapter 8, Paul continues.
他说：“如今那在基督耶稣里就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离了罪和死的律了。”
Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death.
因为肉体律法基因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差他的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
For what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending His own Son in the likness of sinful men to be a sin offering.
是律法的义，成就在我们这些不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
In order that the righteousness requirement of the law might be fulfilled, met in us who do not live according to the sinful nature.
所以我们来守住了圣餐的时候，
So as we come before the table,
我们再次把自己交给神。
We give ourselves to God again.
借着他的身体，他的宝血跟他的身体来喂养我们，让我们能够经历到这个他身体里面的奥秘，来胜过那个恶。
Through his body and through his blood, that we can experience the mystery to overcome the sin.
所以在主耶稣基督被出卖那天晚上，那天他拿起饼来祝谢了。
So that night, Jesus took the cup and gave thanks.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
就是我们感谢你，在我们还做罪人的时候，你这样爱我们。
We thank you that while we're still sinners, you have loved us so.
你为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上，流出宝血来拯救我们，来洗净我们。
You died on the cross for our sin to watch over us.
主啊，今天来到你的施恩座前，来到你的圣餐桌前，让我们用谦卑的心来领受神你的身体跟你的宝血，来成为我们生命的奥秘。
As we come before the Holy Communion, Lord, give us humility to receive the mystery in you.
让我们重新跟主你连结。
Help us to be connected again with you.
祷告奉告耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Pray all this in the name of Jesus.
Amen. 耶稣说：“这是我的身体为你们打破的，你们吃的时候要这样纪念我。”
He said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
饭后照拿起杯来说：“这杯是在我的血所立的新约。”你们喝的时候要这样纪念我。
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "The cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me."
耶稣说：“你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的时，只等到他再来。”
For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
耶稣说：“我不再吃这饼，我不再喝这杯，直到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的日子。”
I will not eat and drink until the day that we see you in my Father's house.
耶稣，这是我的身体，为你们打破的。你们吃的时候要这样纪念我。
This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
耶稣说，这是我的身体，为你们打破的。你们吃的时候要这样纪念我。
Jesus, this is my body.
我们来唱《生命圣诗》185，其恩典。我们来唱第一节、第二节。
185 verse 1 and 2.
其恩典何等甘甜，我罪已得赦免，欠我世上尽被寻回。瞎眼睛的看见第二节 verse 2
verse 2
叫大恩典赐我敬畏
and grace
my fears 安慰
是爱 first
耶稣说，这是我身体为你打破了，你吃的时候要这样纪念我。耶稣说，这是我的身体为你打破了，你吃的时候要这样纪念我。耶稣说，这是我的身体为你打破了，你吃的时候要这样纪念我。耶稣说，这是我的身体为你打破的，你吃的时候要这样纪念我。耶稣说，这是我的身体为你打破的，你吃的时候要这样纪念我。好，让我们一起来享用。
Let's take it together.
饭后再拿起杯来说，这杯是在我的血所立的新约，你们喝的时候要这样纪念我。
After supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
这杯是在我的血所立的新约，你们喝的时候要这样纪念。我们来唱第三节、第四节。
We'll sing verse 3 and verse 4.
经过许多危险，往路茂盛，人间苦途，慈恩听我认真诉苦。Thou is the leader's
home. 第四节，让爱在天安居万年，恩光如日普照。将来的灯，请我们站起来，拿着杯站起来好吗？第三节，再第四，再一次来，将来在天安居万年。This is my body, which is for you. 这是我的宝血为你所流，是最得胜。这是我的宝血为你所流，是最得胜。这是我的宝血为你所流，是最得胜。这是我的宝血为你所流，是最得胜。耶稣说：“拿去喝，这是我的身体为你们所流的血使你们得救。”
This is my blood, blood for you, for your salvation.
让我们一起来享用。
Let's take it together.
爱我们的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you and praise you.
我们感谢你为我们来到这个世间。
We thank you for coming into this world for us.
感谢主为我们死。
We thank you for dying for us.
感谢主为我们活。
We thank you that you're alive again.
感谢主为我们仍然要再来接我们到主你所在的地方去。
We thank you you will come again to bring us to where you want us to
go. 愿一切荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all glory and praise be in your
name. 祷告奉告耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 大家请坐。
Please be seated.
Brothers and sisters,
我们首先来欢迎今天第一次来到我们中间的朋友，新的朋友或弟兄姐妹。
First, want to welcome the newcomers among us today.
在我右手边有第一次来到我们中间的新的朋友或弟兄姐妹吗
？Anyone here for the first time on our right hand side?
看到一些旧的朋友在，谢谢。
It's good to see some old friends here.
在我的左手边有第一次来到我们中间的吗
？Anyone on our left hand side here for the first time?
那我们就欢迎我们今天的讲员李彦光牧师。
We do want to welcome our speaker today, Reverend Lambert Lee.
还有师母。
And Mrs. Lee.
欢迎。
Welcome.
烦弟兄姐妹打开你手上的程序单。
Please take a look at the announcements today.
今日陈蒙李彦光牧师讲台正道，仅此谢陈，并欢迎大家一起来敬拜主，请各位弟兄姐妹在留步，在之后来一起享用午餐，与弟兄姐妹交通。今天的成人装备训练暂停一次。
I want to thank Reverend Lee for speaking at our joint mission conference today, and welcome all brothers and sisters to come worship with us this morning. Please stay and join us for lunch afterwards, fellowship hall. There will be no Sunday equipping class today.
第二点，十月份是本教会的宣教月，联合主日崇拜是在早上的十点半开始，教会于本主日，就是李万光牧师跟下个主日十月十三号的Pastor Danny Hall 来传讲有关信息跟分享宣教的事工。
October is our annual mission month. We have special mission speakers and sharing. During this month, we have Reverend Lee today and also Pastor Danny Hall coming next Sunday. A joint worship service starting at 10:30.
第三点，宣教事工是在本主日开始，明年的拆船信心任线，请为教会明年的宣教事工任线祷告，请弟兄姐妹填写。2020拆船任线，信心任线卡，也就是在你手上的这个夹页，你手上都有一个硬的夹页在里面，可以用这个来填写。
We have included the 2020 Mission Faith Pledge in your insert this Sunday. Please prayfully consider your financial support for our church missionaries and fill out the 2020 Pledge card.
第四点，十月份是静牧月，请弟兄姐妹为教会。教牧同工致谢，并常常为他们及个人家人祷告。
October is a pastor appreciation month. Please show your appreciation and support to our pastoral staff and remember them in your prayers.
第五点，青少年团契在新的学年调整在主日聚会，本主日晚上6:00-7:30，欢迎六年级以上的初中及高中生参加。
The Crosspoint Youth has been moved to Sunday night. We'll be meeting from 6:00-7:30 at church tonight. Welcome all junior high and high school students to join.
第六点，本教会就是要来的，从礼拜一开始，10月7号-11号，周一到周五6:30-7:30早晨，举行教会的祷告周聚会，竭诚欢迎所有的弟兄姐妹预留时间来参加。
Our church hosting a prayer week starting tomorrow, 6:30-7:30 a.m. We welcome all to come join us.
也就是因此，我们的一般的周三晚上中英联合祈祷会，周三晚及合神心意的领袖课程及青少年查经青年查经班都会暂停一次，以便弟兄姐妹来参加祷告周。
Because of the morning prayer, the Wednesday night prayer meeting will be canceled. Discipleship training, Bible study, and young adult Bible study also will be canceled on Wednesday.
其他的我们就请弟兄姐妹自己来详细阅读。
Please take a look at the rest of the announcement by yourself.
接下来又继续用敬拜来赞美。
We'll continue our worship through offering.
奉献来赞美。
Let's pray for our offering.
慈爱我们的天上的父神，我们感谢你。
Our merciful Heavenly Father, we want to give you thanks.
千山的牛羊，世界一切都你拥有一切。
You have owned everything in this world, Lord.
我们感谢你，让我们能够参与你自己的工作。
We thank you for allowing us to participate in your ministry.
你国度的建造。
To build up your kingdom.
主啊，你求你来与我们同在。
Lord, we ask for your presence to be with us.
让我们甘心乐意的奉献。
Help us to offer willingly
and
to be pleasing to you. And help us use the money and to support our missionary close and far. Thank you, Lord. Pray all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you. respond time to Reverend Lee to give us his message. Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
代表美国1300个华人教会来向大家问安。
To represent 1300 Chinese churches in North America to greet you.
目前我们已经连接了35州的华人的教会。
So far, our organization has been connected 35 states Chinese churches.
每年一天一起来祷告。
And every year, there will be one day to pray together.
我不知道今年六月九号，你们有没有人参加我们在洛杉矶的全球祷告日
？I don't know if anyone has joined us July 9th, the Global Prayer Day.
同时间有35州200多间的教会也同时在祷告。
At the same time, there are 200 churches in 35 states to pray together.
所以我们希望再把全美国连结起来。
Hope to connect all America together.
让神的工作继续在美国能够更深化的，叫美国的很多地方能够翻转。
May God's word continue to deepen in this state, in this country.
希望明年是五月三十一号。
Next year will be May 31st.
全球祷告日，希望你们一起来参加。
The Global Prayer Day. We hope that you can.
洛杉矶有大型的聚会。
Los Angeles there will be a big meeting.
每次大概都有八百人到一千人聚集。
800 to 1,000 people joining.
大概有40间到60间的教会一起加入。
Between 40 to 60 churches joining us together.
所以希望明年你们也一起过来。
So we hope that you can join us next year.
代表南湾这边的教会来一起向神献上敬拜祷告。
Send the churches here in the South Bay to send our praise and our respect to our God.
简单也介绍一下我跟师母。
I want to introduce briefly by myself and Mrs. Lee.
我们牧会了30年。
They have been pastoring church for over 30 years.
在东西两岸各牧过一个教会。
One church in the East Coast and one church in the West Coast.
那这两三年我们在美国华府有全美国这样子的连结的服事。
And in the last 10 years, they've been serving to connecting the churches in North America.
我们现在还会继续这样做下去。
And we'll continue their ministry there.
所以我们今天要来跟大家来分享这个题目叫做荣耀计划宣教视角。
Today, we want to share a message. It's called Glorious Plan Mission Perspective.
我们来读一段的圣经经文。
Let's read a passage.
好吧，我们中英文组一起来读。
Let's read together, Chinese and English.
耶和华在万国眼前露出圣臂，地极的人都看见我们神的救恩了。在这里讲到说，神在万国的眼前，也是在地极人的眼前露出了圣臂。
He said, the Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations.
露出圣臂另外一个翻译叫做卷起袖子。
Lay bare his arm also can be translated to lift up his sleeves.
你做什么事情的时候会卷起袖子？
When do you want to lift up your sleeves?
啊？做事，还有呢？打架，很好。
When you're working or when you're fighting.
上帝也卷起他的袖子，为了要拯救他的百姓，而且要打击他的仇敌。
And here, Lord lift up his sleeve to save his people and to fight his enemy.
你说我没有看到神卷起袖子啊。
I didn't see God lift up his sleeve.
今天希望在我的讲道中，你们能够看见神已经卷起他的袖子。
Hopefully, in today's message, you will see that God has already lift up his sleeve.
在但以理书那里记载了一个故事。
In the story of Daniel, there's a story.
尼布甲尼撒王做了一个梦。
King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream.
但他梦他忘记了。
But he had forgotten about his dream.
所以他就要很迫切的想要知道他的梦是什么。
But he urgently wants to know the meaning of his dream.
他就把他全国的术士都叫过来。
He called up all the wise men of the country.
他说我做了一个梦。
He said, I had a dream.
我梦已经忘了。
But I had forgotten it.
请你们帮我解梦。
Please explain the dream to me.
那些人就说王啊你把梦告诉我们我们就能够解梦了
So they said you tell us about the dream then we can interpret it for you
王弄了几次以后王就生气了
So the king got angry
他说梦我已经忘了
He said I have forgotten about my dream
你们是故意不帮我解梦
You are just not helping me
所以你们这个要被箭杀
So you deserve a death
家里要变成粪土
That will erase your home.
非常严厉的要来对待他们。
Very severe punishment for them.
长话短说，后来但以理就来解围，也帮助他们解梦。
Then Daniel came to interpret his dream for him.
这里有一个很特别的一个背景在圣经当中。
This is a very special background information in the Bible.
为什么在这里有一个特别的背景呢
？Why is there a special background information?
好像很无理的王
It seems like a completely unreasonable king.
奇怪的故事
Very strange story.
就是要叫你我特别要来注意之后要讲的事情
To truly want us to pay attention to what it's going to say.
意思说你要看过来
That you need to look this way.
你要仔细来读
To read this carefully.
后面的这个东西是非常非常非常重要的一件事情
Very, very important thing.
我们有没有注意到这个金像是这个梦的讲解呢
？You see that this image of about the dream.
后来但以理就帮他解梦了。
So Daniel explains.
他说王啊，你梦的是一个大的像。
So you have dreamed about a large statue.
它有金的头。
The golden head.
银胸。
Silver chest.
铜腹。
Bronze abdomen.
铁腿。
Iron legs.
还有半铁半泥的脚。
And iron and clay feet.
每一样都代表一个帝国
Each one represents an empire.
金头就是巴比伦帝国
Golden head is Babylonian empire.
银胸就是马代波斯帝国
Silver chest is Persian empire.
铜腹就是希腊帝国
Bronze is the Greek empire.
铁腿就是罗马帝国
Iron legs is Roman empire.
而且一直到半铁半泥的脚
And continue to the iron and clay feet.
后来会有一个非人手凿出来的石头
There will be a rock not made from human hands.
打在这个像的脚上。
You will strike that statue's feet.
这个像就粉碎。
And the statue will crumble.
像夏天的糠秕被风吹散一样。
It will be like chaff that's blowing away.
这整个的故事要告诉我们什么呢
？What is the story trying to tell us?
至少有几件事情，我提出两件重要的真理来。
There's two very important truths about this.
第一个，不要爱世界和世界上的事。
Number one, love not the world, neither the things that are in this world.
因为这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。
Because in this world and everything in it will pass away.
你不要看它是金头，是金碧辉煌，银胸很伟大。铜腹铁腿
Don't look at it, the golden head, the silver chest, and the bronze abdomen. It looks like it's very imposing.
有一天它都要粉碎的
One day it will be shattered.
你不要依靠这个世界的这些财富、金银，这些都不可靠的
You cannot depend on the gold and silver and the money of the world.
而且它的结局就是完全的粉碎
It will be completely shattered.
如果你知道有一个银行三天以后就要倒闭了，你会不会把你的家当全部都放到这个银行里面去
？If you know that a bank will go bankrupt in three days, would you put your money in it?
我相信聪明如你一定不会的。
I believe that you will not.
但是我们很多的基督徒把你的喜好、把你的金钱、把你的力量、把你一生的投资都投资在这个必要毁灭的世界上面。
But we know many Christians invest their money, their energy, everything they love into this world that will be destroyed.
有一天你会血本无归。
One day you will have nothing.
你会后悔莫及。
You will regret.
因为神已经命定这一切都要结束。
Because God has said all these things will be destroyed.
第二个我们学到了真理。
Number two, a very important truth.
神的话语都要成就。
God's word will be accomplished.
不管是金头、银胸、
silver chest、
铜腹、
bronze apple、
铁腿、
iron leg，
都要一一的实现。
Everything will come to be accomplished.
巴比伦帝国完了，马代波斯，马代波斯完了，希腊，希腊完了，罗马，一点都不差。神的话语句句都是定准的。
We can see that after the Babylonian, definitely there's a Persian Empire and Greek Empire and the Roman Empire. God's word was fulfilled.
我们要完全的相信神的话语。
Truly believe in God's word completely.
神的话语都会实现的。
God's word will be accomplished.
那你说这个金像结束了吗？
So this statue is completed.
人类的历史结束了吗？
Did it end our human history?
我们仍然在那个半铁半泥的脚的部分。
We're still in the clay and iron mixed feet.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们现在仍然是罗马文化，罗马帝国一直延伸到现在。
We still inherited the Roman Empire culture.
我们看我们在美国最著名的 football 就知道了。
You can take a look at the American football, you can tell.
一堆人在里面打来打去，一堆人在外面叫来叫去。
A lot of people are fighting on the field and many people are observing on the stadium.
跟古代的罗马竞技场是不相上下。
It's basically the same as the Colosseum in the Roman Empire.
只不过那个时候的武器换成了一颗球。
Except you change a weapon to a ball.
一样是里面人打来打去，外面人叫来叫去。
Same thing, the people are fighting inside and observing outside.
所以我们仍然在那个罗马帝国的文化的里面。
We continue to live in the culture of the Roman.
而且现在半铁半泥讲到人民不相合。
We talk about the mix of clay and iron about no harmony among the people.
现在美国实在不和的事情太多了。
In America, we can see this. There's no harmony right now.
黑白的种族不和。
The racial conflicts.
各个种族彼此间也不和。
Every race is conflict within themselves.
而且彼此仇恨。
And hate one another.
现在几乎每几个月就来一次枪击。
Every day, every month, we hear about gunshot.
仇恨就在这个，就像半铁半泥一样，彼此不相合。
Hatred arises from the lack of harmony with a mixed iron.
那个非人手凿出来石头。已经要打在这个脚上了。
The rock will strike the feet.
已经到了最后的时刻了。
It's arrived at the end days now.
耶稣的福音要广传到天下。
God's gospel will spread through the country, the world.
神的计划快要到最后的结果了。
God's plan is reaching the end.
所以我们要特别的警醒。
So we need to be vigilant.
圣经有没有其他的有关于这些末世的预言呢？
Does the Bible have other prophecy about the end day?
如果有的话，我们也要知道它会必定应验的。
If there is, then we know that it will definitely come true.
这里在诗篇第87篇有一小段，我们一起来看。
Let's take a look at Psalm 87.
我们一起来读第四节跟第五节啊第六节。
Verse 4 and 5.Psalm 87, verse 4 and 5.
来，一起来读，请。
Read together.
拉哈伯和巴比伦人是在认识我之中的。看哪，腓力士和推罗并古实人，个个身在那里。当耶和华记录万民的时候，他要点出这一个身在那里。我没有时间读全部的诗篇，你们回去读全部的整篇的诗篇。
Welcome to read through the whole passage at home.
这一篇的诗篇讲到说有五种的人。
You talk about the five different type of people.
这些五种人有什么样的特征呢？
What are the characteristics?
从第七节往回去看的话，第七节说这个他们有歌唱的、跳舞的，他们全员都在神的里面。
Verse 7, as they make music, they will sing, and my fountains are in you.
表示他们会敬拜赞美的。
They will praise God.
他们是会敬拜赞美神的人。
They will worship God.
不止这样，前面还讲到，他们是被记录在生命册上面的。
They'll be recorded in the book of life.
不止这样，他们是认识神的。
And they truly know God.
他们在第一节、第二节讲到他们是圣城新耶路撒冷的一部分。
And verse 1 and 2 talk about they're the people of the New Jerusalem.
那他们就是什么样的人呢？
What kind of people are these?
那就是基督徒啊。
These are Christians.
是不是？神名字写在生命上，又认识神的，又会敬拜赞美的，那就是基督徒啊。
Your name is on the book of life, and you know how to praise God. You are Christians.
那这些基督徒在哪里呢？
But where are these Christians from?
这里这第二个巴比伦，就是现在的叙利亚、伊拉克、伊朗、阿拉伯半岛的北边，土耳其的南边。
Talk about Babylonian, which is the current Iran, Iraq, and near the Arabian Peninsula.
就等于是中东这一带。
Middle East area.
腓力士就是现在的约旦跟巴勒斯坦。
Philistia is near Jordan and Palestine.
推罗就是现在的黎巴嫩。
Tyre near Lebanon today.
古实就是现在的伊索比亚。
Ethiopia.
那最前面那个拉哈伯是什么呢？
What is Rahab?
神在这里用了一个简单的谜语。
Here is a very simple name, Rahab.
以赛亚书第30章第7节告诉我们。
Isaiah 30 tell us,
我称他为坐而不动的拉哈伯，埃及我称你为坐而不动的拉哈伯。
He called Egypt as Rahab the do nothing.
所以埃及就是拉哈伯，拉哈伯就是埃及。
So here Rahab mentioned as mean Egypt of the day.
现在我们就知道这五个地方的人住在什么地方了。
So we know that all these five regions,
从中东到北非这一带。
From Middle East to the Northern Africa,
而且个个身在其中
and all these people are living there.
所以就算是可能不算百分之百，也有百分之六十以上吧。
There may be more than 60% of people there.
那现在这里是谁住在那里呢？
Now who are living there?
谁住在那里？穆斯林呢？
The Muslim people are living there right now.
所以穆斯林会有大复兴，这是圣经的预言。
So this is a prophecy about a great revival among the Muslims.
穆斯林当中会有福音的大复兴，许多人个个身在其中，要很多人归主。
Among the Muslim world, there will be a great gospel revival.
你相信神的话语吗？
Do you believe in God's word?
神的话语句句都会应验。
All God's word will be accomplished.
不止这样，另外一段圣经我们来看。
Take a look at another passage.
以赛亚书第十九章第23节到25节。
Isaiah 19:23-25.
我们先读23，一起来读。
23.
那日必有从埃及通亚述去的大道，亚述人要进入埃及，埃及人要进入亚述，埃及人要与亚述人一同敬拜耶和华。哇，这里。感谢主，主再给我们看见，又是穆斯林。
Praise the Lord, you can see here the Muslim people.
亚述就是刚才讲的巴比伦，其实是一样的地方，因为巴比伦帝国灭了亚述。
Assyria here is the same region as the Babylonian, because the Babylonian Empire took over the Assyrian Empire.
然后呢，第一个又是讲到埃及。
And then the first one also talk about the Egyptians.
又是埃及跟中东。
And talk about Egypt and Middle East.
而且埃及好像是个入口门户，一个 gateway.
And Egypt become a gateway.
所以，而且他们要，进入以后，他们要一起敬拜耶和华。
And they will worship the Lord together.
注意看啊，圣经没有说他们一起敬拜阿拉哦。
Notice that the Bible did not say they worship Allah together.
他们是一起敬拜耶和华。
They worship Jehovah.
再一次，圣经上的话都要应验，你相信吗？
Do you believe that God's word will be fulfilled and accomplished here?
下一节圣经节。
Next,
一起来读二十四节。
24.
以色列必与埃及、亚述三国一立，使地上的人得。以色列也加入了。
Added Israel.
哇，太感动了。
Indeed, it's very moving.
这两个是本来是仇敌的，但是他也一起加入。
These two are enemies, but now they're joined together.
但是很可惜，这一段的圣经，这一节的圣经翻译的不够准确。
But this passage actually was not translated as accurately.
英文比较接近原文，我们看英文怎么翻的。
In English, it says,
In that day, Israel will be the third. along with Egypt and Assyria, blessing on the earth. 有没有看到那个 will be the third?
Mentioned that Israel will be the third.
所以中文翻译应该怎么翻译更好呢？当那日，以色列必列于第三位，随着埃及亚述，使地上的人得福。
So Israel will be the third, along with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing on the earth.
你说万万不可，以色列怎么可以列于第三位？
How could Israel become the third?
以色列是神的长子啊。
Israel is the eldest of the firstborn of God.
现在很多人都很着迷，以色列都到以色列去啊。
A lot of people visit Israel these days.
去以色列看一看是好的，但是不要把它当偶像崇拜。
It's good to visit Israel, but don't worship.
我们不要有像这个外邦异教一样有那种朝圣的那种概念。
We don't need to go there as pilgrimage.
但是以色列还是神的长子啊，怎么可以列于第三位呢？
But Israel is the firstborn, how could it be the third?
所以中文圣经不敢翻译，就翻译成了三国一律。
So Chinese Bible translated as the three as the same.
其实不用害怕的。
Don't be afraid.
以色列没有降级。
Israel is not lower than the others.
以色列仍然是长子。
Israel is still the firstborn.
这里讲到的是复兴的顺序。
But here is talking about the sequence of revival.
谁先复兴呢？
Who will be revived first?
啊？埃及。很好，你们讲的最大声的，是的，埃及先复兴。
Egypt will have great revival first.
然后呢？亚述就是中东那个地方的穆斯林。
Then Assyria, the Middle East Muslim country.
然后呢？以色列复兴的时候，就是以色列全家归主的时候，主就再来了。
Then Israel, then all Israel will be saved, and then it's the second coming.
这是末后时代的三大复兴。
It's the three great revival at the end days.
神怕我们还不明白，再给我们一节圣经节。
So God think that we may not understand, so give us another verse.
万军之耶和华赐福给他们说：“埃及，我的百姓。”亚述我手的工作就二十五节，那就是这张二十五节。这个埃及我的百姓，亚述我手的工作，以色列我的产业都有福了。
The Lord Almighty will bless them, saying, "Blessed be Egypt, my people; Assyria, my handiwork; and Israel, my inheritance."
又是这个亚述，这个埃及放第一个，亚述放第二个。
Again, Egypt first, then Assyria, then Israel.
所以以色列全家都要归主。
So all Israel will be saved.
可能直接向他传福音。
You can directly preach gospel message to them.
也可能回归耶路撒冷运动，从一带一路传回去。
Or you can actually preach back to Jerusalem.
但是我要提出刚才我们圣经上的根据，有穆斯林传回耶路撒冷。
According to the Bible, it's possible from the Muslims to preach the gospel message back to the Christians.
这穆斯林三个字我没有写错，我是故意写的。
We did not write this inaccurately.
因为有圣经的根据。
Because it's based on the Bible.
你要爱慕你要爱你的邻舍。
You need to love your neighbors.
穆斯林不是我们的仇敌。
Muslim people are not our enemies.
穆斯林不是都是恐怖分子。
They're not all terrorists.
穆斯林是你我的邻舍。
Muslims are our neighbors.
我们要爱我们的邻舍。
We need to love our neighbors.
我们不能像那个利未人，也不能够像那个祭司一样，看见那个被打得半死的人，我们就走过去了。
We're not like the Levites or the priests that kind of avoid the people who were hurt.
我们要像那个好心的撒玛利亚人一样，去前去来扶助这些。仍然成为这个，好像在这个世界上成为难民、成为逃民的这些穆斯林们。
We need to be like the Good Samaritan, reach out to those people in need, especially the refugees, the Muslims.
好像不太可能，但是似乎又有神的美意。
It seems impossible, yet there seems to be a greater plan of God.
你想想看，穆斯林本来是要用炸弹去炸以色列的。
The Muslim country they want to bomb Israel.
以色列不要了这个信仰，把耶稣基督丢弃了。
The Israel rejected Christ.
但是这些穆斯林有一天他信主了。
But one day these Muslims may become Christians.
他以前要用炸弹去炸的，现在不炸了。
And before they want to bomb Israel, but they no longer want to do that.
我爱你了。
I love you now.
我以前要炸你的。
Before I want to kill you.
我现在愿意为你死。
Now I will die for you.
我愿意传福音给你。
I will give you the gospel message.
多么大的震撼！
Indeed, very shocking.
如果不是一个，不是两个，而是成千上百的穆斯林都成为 missionary， 回到以色列去。
Can you imagine a hundreds of Muslims become missionary going back to Israel?
很可能是这样子的。
It's very possible.
我非常的希望是这样子的。
I truly hope that you will become like that.
罗马书第十一章也是告诉我们。
Roman 11 tell us.
他要用外邦人的得救。激动以色列人的愤恨。
The salvation of the Gentile will cause Israel to be envious.
因为爱能够遮掩一切的罪恶。
Love can cover a multitude of sin.
那个时候以色列全家归主的时候就到了。
Then we hope that the whole Israel will be saved.
我们神的智慧何等的深奥。
God's wisdom indeed is a mystery.
何其难寻。
It's so hard to understand.
埃及会成为这个入口的门户。
Egypt will become the gateway.
有很多点，但是我就挑几点来讲。
I'll pick a few points to talk about.
埃及有语言的优势。
Egypt has an advantage of language.
你知道埃及讲什么话吗？
What kind of language do they speak there in Egypt?
埃及不讲埃及话。
They don't speak Egyptian.
埃及讲阿拉伯语。
They speak Arabs.
四大文明古国没有自己的话。
Even though it's a great country, they don't have their own language right now.
感谢神，这是神特别的安排。
This is God's arrangement.
就像保罗那个时候不需要学哥林多语、以弗所语、加拉太语，他只要用希腊语，就用圣经就通行的这个新约时代。
Just like Paul, he could use Greek to preach the gospel message in all these different areas.
现在神要借着埃及的阿拉伯语。能够成为传福音给这个地方的管道。
God can use Egypt speaking Arabic to preach gospel message to all the country around it.
而且埃及有非常开放的政治跟宗教。
And Egypt has open politics and religious freedom.
LCC 这个穆斯林的总统现在对这个埃及的人民啊，跟对基督徒相当的友好。
Currently, the president of LCC is fairly friendly to Christians.
这里有 LCC 说这个公告的一张公告示牌，说所有这个被穆斯林打坏的这个教堂要重新整修。
Yeah, I had the public announcement the church destroyed by the Muslims will be restored.
然后我们在参观的时候，在参观教堂的时候，这个看到很多的小学生，埃及的小学生跟大学生。学校老师带队去参观教堂。
And when they're visiting churches in Egypt, there are many elementary school students and also college students visiting churches in Egypt.
而且穆斯林现在对着华人特别的友好。
And Muslims are actually very friendly to Chinese people.
他们看到我们都说你好，你好。
They greet us, say 你好，你好。
如果有些小贩看到我们追着我们要来卖一些那个这个纪念品。
Of course, if people are trying to sell you souvenirs.
两个五块，两个五块。
$5 for two.
然后我们就赶快跑啊！这个好啊，这个追着我们跑。他就说三个六块，三个六块。
He said $3 for $6.
他们很喜欢华人的。
But they love Chinese.
而且我还碰到有一个这个埃及的这个向导，带着一群华人在那里这个介绍这个教堂。
I bumped into an Egyptian guide touring a Chinese group introducing this church.
他还背唐诗三百首。
He can memorize a poem from Tang Dynasty.
我说我还不会背，你去哪里学的
？He said, I don't even know those poems. Where did you learn it from?
他说我在北京住了三年。
He said he lived in Beijing for 3 years.
所以现在华人是大好时机，跟穆斯林传福音的时刻。
So this is actually a good time for Chinese to preach a gospel message to the world.
这个 LCC 来美国的时候，川普总统去接机。
When LCC came to visit America, President Trump went to greet him.
川普总统伸出手来， you are my hero, I'm your fan.
President Trump said that you are my hero, I'm your friend.
我是你的粉丝。
Oh, I'm your fan.
你说怎么可能？
How could that be possible?
还有人是特朗普、川普的 hero。
Who could be the President Trump's hero?
表示这个 LCC 总统对待恐怖分子非常的强硬。
President LCC was very tough on the terrorist.
这里有，当2015年有21位这埃及的基督徒被杀在利比亚的海边，我想大家都看过这个图，对不对？
2015, there are 20 Christians killed in, near Libya.
LCC 马上派轰炸机去轰炸了那个利比亚的那个巢穴。
LCC sent a plan to bomb Libya.
这个跳过去了啊。我们来看埃及的另外一方面的复兴。
Let's take a look at some of the revival in Egypt.
这边有一个教堂是在埃及的开罗解放广场。
There is a church near Cairo Liberation Field.
叫做杜巴拉福音长老教会。
It's a Dobara Evangelical Church.
然后内观外观都很非常的漂亮。
Very beautiful church from outside and inside.
但是好看没有多久，穆斯林们就这个政府就在外面就旁前面盖了一个大楼，把它挡住。
But the Muslim built a big building right in front of it to block it.
高是它的14倍，宽是它的26倍。
It's 14 times taller and 26 times wider.
所以从里面往外面照，只能够照什么呢？只能够照这样子。
So when you look out, you can only see this building.
我顶都照不到，边也照不到。
You can't even see the edge of it, or the height of it.
当一个教会或者你遇到了大的难处挡在你前面的时候，你怎么办？
When a church encounters this great difficulty right in front of you, what do you do?
你怎么办？
What do you do?
啊？祷告。
You pray.
我们还能做什么呢？我们只能祷告。
What else can we do? We need to pray.
他们这个教会成为一个祷告的教会。
The church become a praying church.
不但他们自己祷告。
Not only they pray themselves.
他们办祷告的聚会。
They have prayer meeting.
邀各个教会一起来祷告。
They invited many churches to pray together.
2015年我去的时候，有一个三天的祷告会刚刚结束。
2015, they have a three-day prayer meeting just finished.
听说有1000人参加。
More than 1,000 people participated.
我说我好可惜啊，我没参加到。
Reverend Lee missed this meeting.
所以我2017年再去。
In 2017, he went again.
我参加到了。
He participated in the prayer.
也是三天的祷告会。
So 3 days.
不过这次不是1000人了。
But this time not 1,000 people.
这次是1万人。
10,000 people came to pray.
所以就没有办法在教堂里面了。
And do it in the church.
我们就在外面，在一个这个学校大学里面。
They pray in the college.
三天的祷告会。
Three days prayer meeting.
你有没有参加过三天祷告会？
You participate in this kind of meeting.
我刚才看到你们有一个礼拜的祷告会，不错，感谢主。不过你们不是一直在祷告，我们是一直在来祷告的。
But it's not a continuous prayer meeting. This is a continuous three-day prayer meeting.
在穆斯林的国家哎。
In the Muslim country.
神已经在那里大大的做工了。你有没有看到他已经开始卷起他袖子来了吗？那你说在这个楼也没有搬走，也没有投在海里，也没有垮掉，祷告有什么用？
Unfortunately, this building did not get moved, crashed, or moved to the ocean. So what's the prayer for?
你告诉你的旁边说，难处都是有用处的。
Because the difficulty can actually be your advantage.
啊？你们都不跟你旁边讲这么好的消息吗？
Say to your neighbor,
这个好消息要赶快跟他讲，你的难处就是有用处的。
Your difficulty is actually a good advantage.
你的难处就是祝福，你知道吗？
Your difficulty is a blessing, actually.
但是难处这还没有显明的时候，不知道是什么用处。
But sometimes not clear what is it for.
2011年跟2013年两次的革命都在那个广场举行。
2011 and 2013, there are two revolution going on in that.
100万的人在那里打来打去，没有一个纸枪弹炮飞到他们教会里面来的。
1 million people fighting right near the church, but there's not a single bullet hit that.
你现在知道用处了吗？
So you can see.
所以他们教会就在这个大门的这个地方，我们站的这个地方， 就成立了一个医疗救护中心。
The church actually set up a medical center right in front of the church.
所有教会的医生都在那里待命。
All the doctors from the churches came there.
所有在那个广场上受伤的人就抬进来，经由那个大楼下面就抬进来，在这里医治。
All the people who were demonstrating and they injured, they were brought in for treatment.
所以穆斯林不让这个教会显于这个大众。把他们遮起来。
The Muslim people built this building to block up that church.
结果现在反而名噪一时。
But now,
全国都知道了有这么一个教会。
Now that everyone knows about this church because they help us.
不但这样 ，LCC 上台的第一个礼拜就到这个教会去聚会。我说他聚会，挂号一下，也许是他去谢谢大家，去观摩或因为他是穆斯林嘛，哈。
And President LCC, after he became a president, the first week he went came to visit this church.
而且他说以后我的文武百官都要到这个教会来观摩。
He said all my officials will come visit this church.
哈利路亚，荣耀归给神。
Hallelujah, glory to God.
不止这样，还有一些的埃及的基督徒被称为加巴林，被赶到这个一个垃圾堆去。
And many Christians in Egypt were called Jabalin. They were kind of forced to go into hide.
去一个垃圾堆。
Oh, to a trash field.
所以他们就只好挖垃圾为生。
So they dig up the trash, to make a living.
后来成了埃及很大的这个垃圾回收的这个一个地方。
Eventually become a trash recycle center.
2017年的一个报纸才写说，有好多的公司要来把他们赶走，要抢这个地。因为这个地，这个开发出来都非常好了。
So after the land was developed, not many company actually want to buy the land from.
不但这样，他们挖出了七个洞穴来，最高每个主日可以有70,000人在那里聚会。
And they digged up many caves. One of them actually has 70,000 worship on Sunday.
我不知道你们教会是多少钱买的，神给他们教会是用挖的。
God gave them a church after they dig up a cave.
这个教堂。70,000人的聚会很有名，大家都可以去那里参观。
70,000 people worship in this cave. It's very famous now. You can go visit them.
很不容易耶。
Indeed, it was very difficult.
如果太软，这个洞就垮了。
If the soil is too soft, it may collapse.
如果太硬，你都挖都挖不下去。
If it's too hard, you can't even dig it out.
所以他们能够在那里扩音器都不用用，这个扩音效果非常好。
The sound system is, you don't even need the artificial sound system, you can hear it very well.
最大的洞大概可以容20,000人。
One of the biggest cave can have 20,000 people.
今天穆斯林归主的运动已经横扫欧亚非三洲了。
Today many Muslims are beginning to believe in the Lord. We can see that in
Europe. 什么叫做穆斯林归主运动呢？
What is this movement that the Muslim turning to the Lord.
那个绿色部分就是刚才我们讲的诗篇87篇的那个地方。
This green area is what's mentioned in Psalm
87. 北非到中东啊，
North Africa and Middle East.
那中这个绿色部分里面打十字的，就叫做穆斯林归主运动，一个穆斯林归主运动。
If you see that there's a cross in this area, each cross represents the movement of these Muslims turning to the Lord.
一个穆斯林归主运动，我们定义为1000个以上的穆斯林信主，或者100间以上的教会被建立起来，算是一个打一个十字穆斯林归主运动。
Each cross represents more than 1,000 Muslims turn to the Lord, or there's more than 100 churches.
Yeah. 但是我们从时间上来看，从第七世纪。到1990年，有没有这个穆斯林归主运动呢？有的，只有5次。
From 7th century to 1990, there are actually 5 movements that are turning the Muslim toward the Lord.
1990年到2015年，有83次。
From 1990 to 2015, we see 83 movements that these Muslims.
你看这个比例是这样子的。
You can see the ratio.
大概是800倍。
It's 800 times than what it was before.
13个世纪只有5次。
13th century only 5 movements.
最后的25年有83次。
last 25 years 83 times.
神已经卷起他的袖子，大大的工作在这个地方了。
God has lifted up his sleeves and started working in this area.
他用什么方法呢？除了刚才埃及，这是兴起埃及是一个方法。
What kind of method did God use?
第二个方法，这个神用很多的福音媒体跟异媒体的策略。
God used many gospel media and also a different type of media.
这是圣经。
This is a Holy Bible.
这个是耶稣传。
This is a story about Jesus.
都很有用。
It's very very useful there.
在那个当地方都有很大的广传。
You can spread out these material to people very easily.
再来，你看到这个家家户户在中东那里啊，屋顶都是这个样子的。
You can see the houses there in every family look like that.
那是什么？
What is it?
Direct TV.
The satellite.
没错。这是违法的，你知道吗？
This is actually illegal.
家家户户都有，但是这是违法的。
It's supposed to be illegal, but every family have satellite.
你卖的话要被抓去关两年，打72下。还要罚款。
If you're caught selling it, you'll be in prison and there'll be fine and punishment.
但是还是照样有。
But you can see that every family.
因为中国人说杀头的生意还是有人做的。
As long as you have money to make, some people will do it.
好，这个他们就派这个警察来把你打坏。
So there will be a policeman come to destroy the satellite.
然后再用坦克车把你压烂。
To crush it with a tank.
然后再把你堆成一堆。
So there's like a heaps of
但是你现在去看，每家家户户屋顶上都还是一样，都是这个。
But you go back, every family still have access.
因为他们要看福音的广播。
Because many of them want to see the gospel.
他们要听神的话语。
They want to hear God's word.
那还有一个叫异媒体是什么东西呢？
What is this a different type of media strategy?
异媒体就是异象异梦，是我发明的词啊。
Vision and dream.
穆斯林信主 70% 都是因为异象异梦的关系。
Many 70% of Muslims turn to the Lord because of vision and dream.
不是他自己看见，就是他朋友看见。
It's not because sometimes they didn't see it or they didn't dream it, but yet their friend has dreamed it.
有一个基督徒在这些穆斯林的国家，他连续三天做了一个梦，是一个门牌的号码。
There's a Christian in this Muslim country.Three days in a row, he dreamed about a door with a specific number.
他说奇怪，为什么我连续三天都梦到这个门牌号码？
So why did I keep dreaming about this particular place?
他就出去他家附近找。
So he went to look for it.
找到了这个门牌号码。
He found that door.
他就敲敲门。
He knocked and went in.
有一些的穆斯林就来开门。
A Muslim family opened the door.
就穆斯林很好客的。
And they were actually very friendly.
所以他就请他来进来喝茶。
Invited him in for tea.
然后他就进去喝茶了。
So he went in for tea.
喝了几圈茶。
After drinking tea for many times.
最后他要告辞，他要走到门口。
Before he was leaving.
那个有几个长老就跟上来，就问他说：“兄弟啊，你来干什么的？”
Some people came and said, "Brothers, why are you here?"
说我也不知道我来干什么的。
I don't know. I'm not sure why I was here.
我三天做梦到你家的门牌号码。
Because I dreamed three days in a row about your address.
哦，我敲敲门，你们就请我进来了，我就进来了。
I knock and I came in.
他们就看着他，你是不是一个基督徒
？They stared at him and said, "Are you a Christian?"
哇，很恐怕，很可怕、啊。这个时候问他是不是基督徒
？It's kind of scary, actually.
他说是的。
Said yes, I'm a Christian.
他们就一把把他抓进来，把门都关起来，把窗户都关起来。
So they took him in and closed all the doors and windows.
他们说耶稣向我们显现。
He said Jesus revealed himself to us.
我们好渴慕信主。
We truly desire to believe in the Lord.
但是没有人教我们怎么信主。
No one is teaching us.
三天前。
Three days ago.
我们祷告主。
They prayed.
恳求主。差遣一个人来带我们信主。
Ask the Lord to send someone.
你就是他所差来的人。
You're the one that God sent.
赶快带我们信耶稣。
Please lead us to believe in Jesus.
这位信徒就带他们信主，为他们施洗，带他们做门徒。
So this Christian basically preach the gospel message to them and baptize them.
这样的事情天天都在穆斯林当中发生，现在神正在大大的做工。
Almost every day you hear a story like this in the Muslim world now, God is working there.
神还有其他的方法。
God still have other ways to do it.
神也邀请我们一同来参与他的工作。
God also invited us to participate.
神另外一个方法就是难民潮就是福音潮。
Another way to do it is the tides of refugees is actually a gospel tide.
我们都听到难民，我们都头痛。
We know that we get headache when we hear about the problem of
refugees. 听到 ISIS 作乱，我们的心里都揪成一团。
We hear about ISIS that our hearts sank.
但是神借由他们做一些奇妙的事情。
But God's using a situation to miraculous work.
光光从叙利亚逃到黎巴嫩，我们现在把场景转到黎巴嫩，光从叙利亚逃到黎巴嫩的就有240万的难民。
There's 2.4 million people refugees from Syria to Lebanon.
240万是什么概念？
How many people? 2.4 million people.
黎巴嫩总共只有450万到500万的人口。
Lebanon itself is only about 4 to 5 million people.
跑来了240万。
Suddenly, you have 2.4 million people here.
700多万的人里面有三分之一都是难民呢。
More than 7 million people there, a third are refugees.
家家户户后面、旁边、前面、左右都是难民。
So basically, you're surrounded by all these refugees everywhere.
而且这些难民很多都是一半都是小朋友。
And many of these refugees are very young children.
一百多万是小朋友。
More than a million are children.
再来呢，就是很多的妇女。
And many are women.
19岁、20岁到40岁左右的男生呢，很少很少。
Very few young men from 19 to 40 years.
可能被杀了或者被抓去当兵了。
Many were killed or they were.Drafted to the military.
他们都是家破人亡的逃出来的。
Families were broken and they were refugees.
但他们现在可以自由的接触福音。
But now there's freedom for them to listen to the gospel message.
黎巴嫩是最适合短宣向穆斯林传福音的一个地方了。
Lebanon is a great area to go short-term mission.
因为是中东唯一啊，我再讲一百遍都可以哈，唯一啊。唯一的自由传福音的穆斯林国家。
It's the only Muslim country where you can freely preach the gospel message.
而且他们有 40% 多的基督徒。
There are more than 40% people there are Christians.
而且是中东比例最高的基督徒的就在这个国家。
The percentage of Christians is the highest in the Middle East, in Lebanon.
我们可以跟当地的教会合作。
Cooperate with the local churches there.
来跟这些难民传福音。
Preach gospel message to these refugees.
而且黎巴嫩非常的漂亮。
Lebanon is actually very beautiful.
其实它就是迦南美地的上半部。
It's actually the northern half of the lands of Canaan.
如果你看旧约的话，圣地应该是黎巴嫩加上以色列，这个就是圣地迦南美地。
So theOld Testament, when you talk about the Holy Land, is actually Israel plus Lebanon.
所以你如果要先去这个圣地旅游的话，我建议你先去黎巴嫩。
If you go to Israel, you should also go visit Lebanon first.
做神的宣教是可能是比你去观光更有意义的事情。
To be a missionary there is more meaningful than the tourist.
我再说，我们要体贴神的心。
We truly want to understand God's
heart. 爱神所爱的。
To love what God loves.
做神所做的
do what God wants us to do,
说神所说的
to say what God wants to say.
这是地中海这推罗的沿岸的那个灯塔
this is,
左边下边那个
the left side is a lighthouse near Tyre
在地中海
near Mediterranean Sea
右边那个是 Becca Valley, 就是现在所有的难民很多都集中在这个
这个山谷。
The picture on the right is a valley where most of the refugees are staying there.
啊，这里有一个教会是叫做浸信会True Vine Church.
There's a Baptist church there, True Vine.
很奇妙，神就迫使他们这个买了一块地。
Directed them to buy this land here.
他们说我们不想买啊，结果那个屋主就说很便宜很便宜，4万块钱就卖给他们，强迫他们买。
The church didn't really want to buy the land, but the owner sold them to them very very cheaply. Said, I want to sell the land to you.
然后后来这个他们借这个聚会的这个屋主就说，你们不要在这里聚会，你们去吧，你们去别的地方聚会了。
So actually the owner later on said, don't worship in here, you should go outside.
你们不是有一块地吗？把它盖起来啊，盖教堂。
So you have already have a land, you should build your church in on that land.
但是我们没有钱呢。
So we don't have money to build that land.
我借你钱。
Build a church. So I'll lend you the money to build a church.
我们没有那个建筑师画那个图啊。
We don't have architect.
但我帮你画。
So I will draw the map for you.
就强迫他们盖了一个教堂。
Kind of force them to build a church there.
他们说为什么要盖这个教堂呢？
So why do we build this such a big church here?
教堂一盖好。
After they complete the church.
叙利亚开始内战，难民大量的涌入他们的国家。
That because of the war in Syria, many many refugees came here.
他们的全教会都打开来，变成隔成一小间一小间，变成教室。
Open up the church and they have make it into small classrooms.
所有的这些孩子们不能去上课，大人不能打工，孩子不能上课。
All these refugees, the kids cannot go to school and the adults cannot work.
所以这小孩子就他们就接这小孩子到教堂里面来上课。
They bring all the kids to church to give them classes.
弟兄姊妹们就当老师。
And brothers and sisters are teachers.
每天早上6:30先上主日学，再上教堂这个课程。
6:30 every morning, start with Sunday school first, then you go to your school class.
我们来看这个影片。
Let's watch this video.
这个就是他们早上六点半的时候在上的在上的主日学。
This is the 6:30 in the morning Sunday school.
可以把灯打暗一点。
Jesus is my best friend, my best friend, my best friend. Jesus is my best friend. He's all my best friend.
你看他们多高兴在这里唱主的歌。这一两百首歌他们都会背的，也会唱英文，也会唱阿拉伯语。如果不是他们成为难民，他们一生一世连耶稣的名字都听不到。但是这里只有一两百位而已，还有100多万呢的小孩子啊。他们住在联合国给他们的帐篷里面，但是每个月还是要付租金，大概50块到80块美金。这是一个教会提供免费的午餐给他们，他们带各样的器皿来拿。
Church is providing free lunch for them. They bring their own bowl and plate.
也许是他们当天全家唯一的一餐。
Maybe their only meal that day for the whole family.
但他们可需要福音，可能比需要食物更需要。
They need the gospel more than.
我们来看他拿什么东西这么高兴。是一些的豆子跟米饭。远眺黑门山雪路，心系锡安城门。千万牧民逃离出家园，残破生死哭。
Millions of Muslim refugees, the
families are broken.
成为我的一生荣耀救主，让万国的荣华尽都是色。
谁来寻找新凄苦？
自我勇敢的心，
谁肯为主为迷途？
Who's willing to help
me?
Who's willing to serve God to give them the gospel message?
自我勇敢的心，
甚愿华人永传主，以马内利遮满谷。
Help the Chinese people can take up this torch and preach the gospel message to them. Amen.
我们一起站立起来，来唱这首歌。
Let's all stand. We'll sing this song.
用神灵与火，
再大声一点。
Loudly.
让我充满天上的能力。让神火烧尽邪情和虚臾，因为我愿为你去，
成为我的意象，荣耀救主，让万国的荣华尽都失色。
因为我愿为你去， I'm willing to go for you.
钉和手
you nail hands,
leave me. 我只愿和你心意，
I want to do your will.
看万事为损失，受苦为小事，靠你的恩典站立，
顶
和手，
你
我前行。
我
只愿和你心
意，
看万事为损失，受苦为小事。
All the loss and suffering is nothing more than depend on your grace.
用神灵与火为我施洗，
让这个成为我们的祷告。求神的圣灵来充满我们，让我们有属天的能力。
Power from above.
不是为了自己满足，
not to satisfy ourselves,
而是为了主的工作，
God's work.
让主成为我们的意象，
God become our vision.
世上的荣华都会过去，
prosperity and growth will go away.
给我们勇敢的心，
with a brave heart.
让我们愿意主啊为你而去，
willing to go for God.
主啊，你钉痕的手来带领这个教会，让他们遵你的旨意往前而去，让不只是爱近处的这些灵魂，也爱那些远处不认识的灵魂。让他们愿意承接主的你的大使命。每一个人都可以成为宣教士。无论是长宣、短宣、中宣、访宣，我们都要来完成你的使命。 主，我们都侍立在你的面前。
Lord, we stand before you.
你已经显露你的圣臂。
You have laid bare your arm.
你也把邀请 放在我们的手中。
You have invited us to participate.
让我们能够来与你同工。
So we can work with you together.
与你同得荣耀。
To receive the honor as to your name.
有这么多的穆斯林散居在这些的地方。
So many Muslim people are spread out in that region.
他们心中何等需要福音。
And their heart, they need the gospel message.
只有你的爱能够化解这些仇恨。
Only your love can resolve these enemies.
主啊，我们求你召唤我们来回应你的呼召。
Lord, help us to respond to your calling.
让我们说，我愿意去。
Say, I'm willing to go.
我在这里有一个呼召。
I have a calling here.
我不用你放下你的职业。
I don't need you to stop working here.
你如果你放下职业，当然很好。
If you're willing, that's also very good.
但是你不需要。
But you don't need to.
因为要进入这些中东的地区，需要有职业的。
Because to enter this Middle East area, you need to have a profession.
你可不可以带着你的职业，把你的生命奉献给主？
Can use your profession and dedicate your life to God.
也许一年几天
，maybe a few days or a whole year.
或者一天几分钟为他们祷告
，or to pray for them a few minutes a day.
或者你愿意长时间去那里工作
，you're willing to go there to work.
无论是以上哪一种，你都可以举起你的手来。
If you're willing, we ask you to raise your hand.
一天祷告几分钟
？Pray for a few minutes for them every day.
一年花几天的时间去那里短宣
？Maybe go visit them a short-term mission.
或者是长一点的时间
？A long-term mission there.
愿神赐福大家。
May God bless you.
主啊，你都看见这些人立约在你的面前。
Lord, you have seen these people raise their hand before you.
你亲自来装备带领这亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Them,
让他们的心来到这个地方的时候，就借着爱心来服侍那些所有有需要的穆斯林人。
They can use your love to serve those Muslim people.
谢谢主的带领。
Thank you, Lord, for your leading.
谢谢你的爱先爱我们。
Thank you for your love. You love us first.
也祝福所有其他弟兄姊妹们。
Bless all the brothers and sisters here.
当你的亮光在照进我们心中的时候。
When your light shines upon our hearts,
我们常常都可以纪念穆斯林的回归真神。
We can remember to pray for the revival of the Muslim people.
感谢主，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. 请坐。
我们非常感谢李牧师
给我们非常好的信息。Thank Reverend Lee for his wonderful message.
让我们再次从使徒保罗写给罗马的教会说，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得着益处。
We want to remember Apostle Paul's words, all things work together for the good of those who believe in him.
也重新在今天来打开我们的眼睛，来看见我们的邻舍多么需要福音来传给他们。
Open our eyes to see our neighbors that indeed they need the gospel message.
愿今天的信息可以在我们的生命当中，在我们生活里面来定根。
Today's message will set root in your hearts.
我们再次给李牧师一个热烈的掌声，来感谢他。
Thank you, Reverend Lee, for his message today.
好，我们最后我们站起来，我们要来唱我们的最后一首歌。
Let's all stand. We'll sing some
doxology.
Doxology.
Yeah. Okay, 你可以下去了。Thank you.
赞美神之万福之根，地上圣灵当真主恩，愿上万军颂赞主名，赞美神主圣之圣灵。阿门。
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. 愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。 愿耶和华使他脸的光照耀你，赐恩给你。愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。 Amen. Be seated, please.